Assalamu alaikum. 2009 Feast of Tabernacles, celebrating the seventh seal. We pay our salutations to the divinity within you and welcome everyone to the mission's 21st celebration of the Feast of Tabernacles. Let us take a moment together to pause, close our eyes, quiet our minds, become still, bring God to the center, and know He is the greatest. Become one and become unified. For those of you who are for the first time and may not be familiar with the Feast of Tabernacles, as celebrated by the mission of Maitreya, each year we focus on a different seal or message of God in the greatest sign. This year we will focus on the seventh seal, which is reaching the goal, pure consciousness. There are seven feasts during the year, and according to the calendar of God, the Feast of Tabernacles is the last one of the year, the seventh. The previous feasts or holidays are usually quiet and sober. The Feast of Tabernacles, however, is a joyous celebration of the energy of God on earth at its greatest. The Messiah is here. Listen to Him and know His message. No one goes to the Father except through the Christ, and it is the Christ, as the seventh angel, Maitreya, God is with Him, who reveals everything to humanity. This is the salvation for humanity. Every Feast of Tabernacles has been a celebration of God's holidays according to the will of God, as you can read it in the Bible, Leviticus chapter 23. If you want to know more about the feast, you can read though Essays 1, Tablet 14, Feasts and Holidays of the Lord. During these 8 days, we focus on God and glorify Him. This year we will learn more about the seventh seal, pure consciousness. Pure consciousness is the state in which the power of the three gunas over the consciousness is overcome, and the consciousness in its pure form, pure intuition, beyond the mind, ego, is realized. Then the oneness with God, universe, is complete, and there will be no Maya left. Pure consciousness is the same as Christhood, Christ consciousness, state of enlightenment, and being divine. Being divine, God-like, supremely good. That is the goal of the life, to become divine, pure consciousness. God is in the state of pure consciousness or perfect awareness with control over the three gunas in the universe. Also, whoever reaches this state by His grace will gain complete awareness with perfect power over the three gunas of his consciousness and with whatever other power the Lord gives to him. Whoever overcomes will become His son, Revelation 21:7. He becomes in His image, a son is in the image or likeness of his father. Such a consciousness is in pure consciousness, one with the Father and the Son of God, a God. He Himself becomes a center for those who recognize the truth, God, through Him. He radiates the qualities of God. By His example, He becomes the way and the truth, and whoever follows His ways, the eternal divine path, will reach the Father, the truth, the light. However, the true radiating nucleus of the universe and the controller of all is the Father, God, and it is He who unifies. As the greatest sign shows, even in the state of pure consciousness, the unit consciousness is under the control of the Father. But because each unit consciousness goes through different experiences, each will become unique in itself as an individual, at the same time be a part and parcel of God, all. In other words, God, universe, is all, and each individual is specialized through his experiences. God can manifest himself with special qualities through each individual with different expressions. The total of the individuals in all levels with their qualities together manifest all the qualities of God. Reaching pure consciousness is not attainable by mystical paths, practices, meditation, chanting, etc. alone. It is attainable by following the eternal divine path. By creation of the communities of light based on the eternal divine path, we can create an environment that many people can reach this state the fastest way possible. Therefore, we will all carry these understandings beyond this short time we are together. Then each of us will become a center that the communities of light will manifest around. The more such centers we create, the more communities of light will be built. The faster we accomplish creating enough communities of light to bring the kingdom of heaven on earth, the sooner humanity will be guided into the golden age. Therefore, let us all understand these truths and become one with them. The sooner it is done, the better. We will be a community of light during the Feast of Tabernacles. We will celebrate one seal of the greatest sign each day. For example, we will celebrate the first seal Sunday, October 4th, the second seal Monday, October 5th, and so on. The seventh seal, however, is always celebrated on Saturday. We will perform spiritual practices such as meditation, chanting, dancing, doing the reminder, prayer, study, etc. We are a community together, and we will be a community of light, the children of light. The schedules for this whole feast are posted on our website. Have a look at the menu, join us at Feast of Tabernacles 2009 daily schedule. Maitreya will be with us for some of the live noon to 2 p.m. month standard time sessions to answer your questions in an attempt to further clarify this new revelation from God on Sunday, October 4th, Tuesday, October 6th. We ask that each of you prepare your questions and send them to questions@maitreya.org. On the evening of Thursday, October 8th, we will have a live talent show, the beginning of the Pal Talk session. Everyone is invited to share a talent. Let us know how you would like to participate. Finally, why do we celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles? Though this question has been answered in many ways over the years through our announcements posted on our website, through the welcome talks that have been given, etc., again, we will share here why we celebrate this feast. First, it is the seventh feast in each year that God demanded to be kept forever, Leviticus chapter 23. It is a symbol of the end time, last feast of the year, and the return of the Christ, the Messiah. In earlier announcements for the Feast of Tabernacles, we could read, God clearly wants those who are the children of light, the children of Israel, to follow these feasts and holidays. Let us gather together to celebrate these most holy days of the Lord, and let it be a sign that we are truly the children of light. The mission of Maitreya is the fulfillment of many prayers and expectations. Through the truth that has been revealed to us, we will return to God's ways. The word tabernacle means a place of worship, such as a temple. The temple, tabernacle, that Maitreya has revealed to be built is another sign of the unity of all religions of the world. The time is right and the graves are ripe. Come, join us and Maitreya in this dawn of the golden age that many have longed to be a part of for eons. We know you invite you to share with others your testimonial about the Feast of Tabernacles or the mission of Maitreya.
Salam everyone. This is Keosha on Anandama's computer. We're just testing the sound here because if it looks like we have good sound, I'd be more than happy to start us off this evening with my testimonial. Thanks God for good sound. It starts quite a while ago. Actually, it was at a time I knew Anandama, and she was my first spiritual teacher, and she went by the name Dolores back then and had a group called Meditation Unlimited, and that was how I got into meditation, and I kept up with the group and meditating and spiritual things and so forth. And one day I went to visit her in Orange Springs, Florida, and she told me that the Messiah is here. And I thought, this is crazy, because I was not looking for the Messiah. I had never heard of the name Maitreya or anything like that. She told me how her friend Dave Bent had found Maitreya in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and that the Messiah was here. So what I had learned to do was go within in meditation and ask the Lord when something maybe seemed unbelievable. And that's what I did. I closed my eyes and I meditated and I said, Lord, I talked to God and I said, is that true that the Messiah is here? And I got this incredible, resounding yes. And so I listened very closely after that. I received the plan, read the plan, and from there I began to communicate with the mission and received some beautiful letters from the mission and from Maitreya, and the relationship deepened until eventually it came to the point where I came and moved to New Mexico and lived at the mission for approximately 17 years. Anyways, that's a very short, sweet, and brief testimonial of how I found the mission. I was very lucky that who I listened to telling me that the Messiah was here happened to be someone in tune with God and knew what they were talking about. And now I have my true spiritual teacher, Maitreya. So thank you all. Salam.
Well, since there is no one else picking up the mic, maybe I should go ahead and talk about how I found the mission a little bit, till those of you in the mission could find another computer to come through the voice. I think it started a long, long time ago, but I think I focus on just a couple of years back when how I found the mission. I think it's been 3 years, and I found the mission after I came back from the United States to Turkey to help my family, my parents, with some financial problems and health problems they were going through. I spent around 7.5, almost 8 years studying in the United States, California, in San Diego. I study many things. I study business and also psychology. And like the first 27 years of my life, it was all searching, but searching for what I did not really know. And wasn't specifically searching for something, but something that makes sense, that gave me peace and explanation, and also, you know, spiritual uplifting. And I was finding that I like to do many things, like I like sports, I like reading, intellectual understanding of things, but at the same time spirituality and understanding of that side. So, but nothing was feeding my curiosity. So after I came back from the U.S., been finding a very different environment over here in Turkey that I totally like forgot and couldn't at first. So I was asking asking God, in fact, what is this? What's going on? What's this world? What am I to do here? Why am I here? And why? What is all this mess? Because I came back here to help my parents, but then I found out like how, in fact, I am the one that needs help to find my direction in life, and really, and understand things. And one day, while going through these discussions with my parents, with myself, and I was just so frustrated. So I left home and go for a walk. I was taking like long walks because that was the only environment that I had a little bit of peace at that time. I was walking one of these days, and at that time I already knew like the golden age will come, and from the new age and astrology and all those kind of studies that I've been through. And also I found out about the Share International. I knew about Maitreya. I even know about I've read a book about Maitreya, a Buddhist book. So I knew things like that. I knew Maitreya, or you know, a new age will come and Maitreya will be the one that will initiate it, or you know, start it, or help it come through. But I didn't know why, when, how, and all those things. And I was asking God, especially that day, like desperately, I'm trying to do all these things, but I understand I just have to leave myself to God. And I had a good experience there. While walking, I stopped and just sit there and meditated. And I had just this joy and very exciting feeling with me. So I just came home with that good excitement and peace, but at the same time my heart was like beating so fast. So I just lay down for a little bit so that I, you know, and just keep breathing deeply so that I calm down. And I think when I lay down I almost fall asleep, and I just felt like a question just popped into my mind, or as if someone just told me, how come you never search Maitreya in the internet? Because I searched everything and I looked through everything, but that was true. I never searched, like I never typed Maitreya in Google or some search engine and looked for it directly. And I just opened my eyes. I was so excited. I started the computer and you know typed Maitreya in the search engine, and very surprise, the first thing that came on the search engine list was the Mission of Maitreya. So then it was so exciting. I think I was on the computer for like, you know, 12 hours or something straight, and I couldn't believe Maitreya was already here. I couldn't believe how wonderful the teachings were, made the most sense. And I read the plan and I was like, oh, this is it. I have to email them and just be a part of it. And it was very exciting, and still is, reading the teachings and everything. I thank God for that every day. It's wonderful, and it's unbelievable, in fact, that Christ is here, my prayer is here, and the kingdom of God is coming to earth again. And thanks God that I'm at least playing a little bit of a part of in this and experiencing all this. So it's still amazing. I think it's just been like more than 3 years, and it's just growing. So all thanks to God, and yeah, Shalom again. Please go ahead through seeker. You can just grab the mic. Go ahead.
I just Googled the name Maitreya on the net when I first came to to the mission, because I used to be studying with the Masters of Wisdom, and then they always talk about Maitreya. Maitreya being the initiator. They refer to Maitreya as the teacher of teachers. So I said, let me Google it one time. And when I did, I found the Benjamin Quinn Maitreya and the Eternal Divine Path. So when I Googled Maitreya and I went to the Eternal Divine Path site, and then I started reading, and then I went to Pop Talk, and they said that you could speak to Maitreya. So I came in and started asking questions about the Bible, because I have a Christian background, you know. And when I started asking questions, and he never really say anything wrong. He never said anything contrary to what I've learned, to what I was studying with the Masters of Wisdom, you know. And he answered quite a few questions from the Bible. And many times when I was praying by myself, and I just went to the Bible, and I was led to read certain of the Bible, and then I asked Maitreya about it, and he confirmed it. That's when I knew that, you know, I found the Messiah. And I was surprised, because I really didn't think that, you know, I would be living and hear and see the Christ. And that's how I came to the mission. And also, I'm still surprised at the fact that, you know, most of the Christian world, most of the religious folks in the world are waiting for the Messiah, and the Messiah is here, and they don't realize it. So I guess no one, they're waiting for him, but they're not looking for him. That's the conclusion that I've come to.
I think that's a good conclusion, yeah. Not really looking for it. I think that's the problem. Or have some expectations.
Well, this is Sarah, and I changed computers, so that works. If your computer doesn't work, then you go and you find another computer. So that's where I'm at. Thanks God for everything that everyone's saying. It was a beautiful welcome. It was very beautiful, Eunice. That was wonderful. Today I had a chance to sit down, and I was looking through Tho, and I love to do that sometimes. I just take Tho and I kind of just page through it to remember all the different parts of it. And I was going through all the essays and the supplements, and there is so much there. It's just amazing, all the different subjects that are covered. And I ended up landing on the one New Year, Passover, and its symbols, and it was talking about the different periods of it in a person's life. And after the age 49, pretty much that's when you're ready to go to God, you know, because you pretty much finish with your family and you finish with the worldly things, and now it's time to completely go to the Spirit. And so that's just great. So, you know, I'm ready to just go to the Spirit. I feel like the purpose of my life has been fulfilled. I came to Earth to serve Him. That's what I always prayed for when I was young. I wrote poems when I was young, way, way, way before I met Maitreya, that I wanted to serve God, and please let me do Your will, and please let me write for You, and my wish came true. And I don't think we can ever forget that we're building a tomorrow. We're building the next generation. We're building the next world that will be a world of peace and unity and goodness for everyone. Sometimes it's so dark out there that we forget that that's what we're doing. And I can feel so satisfied, because now I know that that's what my purpose was, and I feel like my purpose has been fulfilled. And now I can just go to God, because I'm a little bit older than 49. And to see my son, to see Isaac or Noor, come to the mission and come home from college and say, all I want to do is go to God. Oh my golly, that is so satisfying. Oh my heavens, what else could a mother ask for except that her son could choose to go to God? You just can't imagine how fulfilling that makes me feel. So I think we always have to remember what we're here for, and I can go back through my life, and I can think that everything that happened in my life was for a purpose, and God was guiding me with a, Maitreya one time said, with a mighty hand, God was guiding me to learn how to type when I was in high school, to learn about biology, and to be able to do the profession that I did in order to support the mission, and to learn about gardening so that we can have good food, and my life has been so blessed, and I'm so thankful. And even if I become so forgetful, even if I become as my mother has Alzheimer's, I can have joy in my heart because I know that I helped the purpose of this creation. I was a part of the pioneer force of the purpose of creation, and that is so satisfying. I never thought that I would have such a purpose in my life. When I was young and I was searching and I wanted to know what I was here for, I never dreamed that it would be this expanded, that it would be this much. And I can only praise God and give so many thanks to Maitreya because that's where it came from. And glory be to thee, glory be to God, and praise God. And I just wanted to say one other thing. I didn't realize that my son has a split personality because he's in the room twice. He's in NOR EDP and he's NOR M. So I'm very glad to see that. Anyway, love to all of you. Salam.
Thanks, God. Thanks, God, Saraj. That was wonderful. Straight from the heart. Wonderful. Yeah. Great to hear all that. And I definitely agree how unbelievable and wonderful this is, and how probably hopefully we will look back at these times and see how perfect it all is, how God is all guiding it, and it's wonderful. So yeah, thanks God. I thank Maitreya. Yeah, it's just like you said, it probably like every other second. For giving purpose, bringing purpose to my life, making sense, understanding of this world, why am I here? So, it is very exciting. It's not a walk in the park, but still, oh, the clock goes again, so I shut up. Thanks, God.
Salam, is my sound coming through all right? Salam, testing. Well, I don't see how I can't go after that. or at least half of me, right? The other half is going to stay quiet. But, my name is Noor, and, as she said, Sarah G is my father, is my mother, excuse me. Sarah G is my mother, and, Maitreya is my father. You could say that I first joined the mission 1 second into my life. thanks God for that opportunity. I began, you know, into this world in a position that is so blessed, but. You know, the mission is all about finding it yourself. It's about proving to yourself or really truly understanding in your own heart that this is the truth and the way. And you know, my Maitreya, of course, understood that so well. And you know, he explained the teachings to me from a very early age, from the very beginning. You know, all of the games that we did when I was a child, you know, they always had, you know, the teachings in them, and he taught me, you know, everything he could about them, but he never pushed me into it. He always knew that it would have to be my decision, my choice, and to come to it, my own conclusion, and realize, you know, this is the truth. He never wants someone to follow him just because they were brought up that way, but because they really understand why they're doing it. And so, you know, while he was teaching me all of these things, he also let me go. He let me go into the world, you know, he homeschooled me until I was until middle school, until sixth grade, and then I asked to go to public school because I wanted to, or at least to a school with other children because I wanted to have friends, and you know, he led me, and the experience of school in the world was very different from what I'd been brought up with, and we all know the attraction of the world and the attraction of Maya, and you know, as the older I grew, you know, the more I was sort of having friends and, you know, doing sports, playing computer games, all the things that American children do, and the less I was learning the teachings and thinking about them and realizing, you know, their truth, and in high school I joined debate, which is sort of an activity where you argue two sides of a case to see who wins. And the thing about debate and the thing about the way that American schools teach you how to argue is that you argue one side, you know, for something, and then 5 minutes later you argue on the other side against that thing just a little bit later. And the idea is to teach you how to argue, but what it also does is it makes you start feeling like nothing is possibly, like, true, if that makes any sense, because if you can argue both sides and you can win on one side sometimes and you can win on the other side sometimes, then how can you ever reach a conclusion? You know, it really confused me. I was getting lost in this idea that, you know, supposedly you can answer all your questions through intellect, but then I would spend weeks and weeks and weekends arguing both sides of a case and winning one side and the other side, losing one side and the other side. And what that ended up doing to me was making me feel like I could never really know anything to be the truth. I totally withdrew from understanding or trying to figure out the answers. All I had were questions, essentially. And I would say that I was actually afraid to choose an answer because I couldn't be sure, was my feeling. And that lasted through high school. I got more and more into philosophy and all of these things. Near the end of high school, I reached that point that I just said, where my final presentation for my class was that we could never know anything at all, ever, period, no matter what. And at the point that you reach there, you have nowhere else to go. And it wasn't the answer. It wasn't satisfying to me. I mean, you know, like I went through all the little arguments, and it just didn't, you know, where do you go from there? There was nothing. After high school, I rejected that completely. It just didn't make sense to me. And, you know, my trail and the mission, they let me do what I, you know, they let me take the path that I wanted, but it was always there. It was always, you know, in my head. I could see how, you know, just how incredible Maitreya was in everything he did in his life, in his my life, the way he handled situations and the power of his words, the power of his voice. Like, that always was with me, that always stayed with me. And, you know, once I went through as much as I could understanding it myself and I didn't find an answer, more and more I had to go back to this. I had to. And now that I've done all this, I've gone through all of that, and I've started looking at it, you know, really looking at it, like myself, really, really actually reading it, trying to figure it out myself, trying to understand it, and having been, in high school and college with the world, with all these people for, you know, 10 years or so, it's just undeniable. There is no way, you know. I am an intellectual. I am a Vipra, I'm pretty sure. And so I had to do it that way. I had to figure it out step by step for me. And every doubt I had to look it up and research it and find out the background, make sure that I understood it for what it really was. And there is no doubt, absolutely no doubt. Nothing is unexplained. And any question you have can be answered. And, you know, I'm not saying this with a blind eye. Like I went through all the things that I was supposed to go through to be, you know, quote unquote, an objective intellectual, and I have that background, and it is undeniable. The truth comes from all sides, and that is also from, you know, this side, the way that I had to go through to do it, and I have that base. It can never be taken away from me. No one can convince me otherwise. It's just, this is it. This is the way. This is the truth. Maitreya is the prophet. The prophecies are incredible. The teaching is incredible. It all fits together so perfectly. And, you know, my background was different than a lot of people's, and that's how it ended up happening for me. But thanks, God.
Just like to say thanks, God, indeed. Thanks, God. You know, that was great. Yeah. God is amazing, really.
Salome, everybody. It's Ananda Mai. Of course, there's no way to follow that. That was so incredible, so beautiful. But I found Maitreya through a friend, as K.O. Shorbity said, David Bent. I was looking for him, and I was going to meetings with Benjamin Krem of Share International, and he said Maitreya would appear in the spring of 1982, and that he was in London. And I didn't have a difficult time believing that he would appear in the spring of 1982, but I was having a terrible time believing that he was going to be in London. And, of course, in the spring of 1982, his Maitreya did not appear. And they said the reason he did not appear is because the world was not ready for him. And that didn't go down very well with me, but because I didn't think God played games. Humans do, for sure, but I didn't think God did. And so I thought, maybe he said he was a John the Baptist, and 2,000 years ago, John the Baptist recognized Christ in the beginning and then denied him. So maybe he doesn't know where the real Maitreya is. And then, of course, everybody I knew that I was looking for the Christ. And then one of my friends came to me and he said, I found some guy named Joseph Emmanuel in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And something happened inside of me. And I said, that's him. He said, that's who? I said, that's Maitreya. That's the Christ. He says, you're wrong. That can't be possible because Benjamin Krem said he's going to come in Italy. I says, well, I thought Benjamin Krem said he was going to come in London. But I don't care what anybody says. That's the Christ I'm looking for. He says, well, I'm going to get his book. He's got a book named The Holiest of the Holies that he's written. And I'm going to get it, and I'm going to read it. Would you like to see it after I read it? And I said, I would love to. So he finished reading The Holiest of the Holies, and he gave it to me. And when I began to read that book, I could not believe what I was reading. And there's no way to explain this to anybody. You have to read it for yourself. It is just totally, totally amazing. I had questions about God from when I was a child, and I would ask them. I was born and raised a Christian, so I would ask the people in my church, the priests, anybody. And the answers they gave me didn't make sense to me. Something inside said, that's not the answer. But what was the answer? And all those answers, which resonated with me, were in the book, though. And I was totally amazed, and I just kept reading it. And I shared it with everybody in our group because I thought it was so important. These words were truth. And then David asked about bringing Maitreya to Florida, and would I provide a place for him to live while he was there and help him to get the people together for the meetings. And I said I'd be glad to do that. And so that happened. Maitreya came to Florida. He gave a few lectures to small meetings. And then he gave another one to what was supposed to be a big meeting. But due to the weather, it didn't turn out to be so big. That's a story in itself. But anyways, I thank God that I found that the true Maitreya did announce his presence in the world with the book, the scripture from God, the holiest of the holies, in the spring of 1982. And I've been with the mission ever since then. And if anyone is not with the mission, I hope that you'll look into this further. As Noor says, each person has to do it for themselves. They have to come of their own free will. And that's it for me. Salome, everybody.
Thanks, Karen and Lamar. That was wonderful. So. Okay, I would like to ask, probably like another time, if there is anyone else who would like to share. Please go ahead. If not, I think this will be a good time to end this room. And thanks God for the Feast of Tabernacle. And I hope it will be a wonderful week of joy and celebration. Thanks God, and Salome.